预备在主的面前。那我刚刚看姊妹点的这首诗歌，正好是一个很好的影子。那如果需要到儿童组织学的，可以现在就离开。其他的人，我们希望说尽量的能够做集中一点，好，尽量的往前做。除非你是 nursing mother， 或者你需要照顾。那特别我们请年轻的孩子们，如果可以的话，我们坐到前面几排来，预备我们的心。主今天在我们中间，不晓得他要做什么，但是我们是不是预备好了呢？这首诗歌说，救主也在等候，救主也在等候。我今求恩主，用你的膏油将我全人厚厚浇透，使成救恩出口，使成救恩出口。有没有弟兄姊妹想要往前面坐一点？好，虽然我们后面不要那么挤，但是前面呢，大家都能够尽量的往前坐。我们坐得集中一点，我相信圣灵在我们中间运行的时候，他也不会 bypass 那么多的空位。尽量往前坐，特别是年轻的孩子们，年轻的没有孩子的 rainbow 的，或者是 young couple without kids 的，通通都往前坐。我们从这个礼拜刚刚过的这个礼拜四开始，我们在姐妹聚会，我们一起追求上次于弟兄在讲台信息里面提到的那本书，就是尼托森弟兄所写的《人的破碎与灵的出来》。那很多的姐妹们来，很感谢主。那我这本书好久好多年都没有再看了，从前一起追求的时候也自己也看过。那这么多年以后呢？当我那天为了预备聚会，我把它打开来，第一句话，他就讲，他说，我们早晚都要发现那个最拦阻我们为神做工，或者我们说神做工在我们身上的是什么？就是我们的自己，早晚都要发现。那这第一句话呢，就给我一个很大的震撼。有很多时候我们不晓得问题出在哪里，为什么我信主以后，我里面好像还是常常不得到饱足，为什么许多时候我好像信主也并没有太大的改变，我想要得着的，我渴慕的里面不太能够得到满足，我的力量也出不来，我说的话，我做的事，好像跟我信主之前没有太大的不同。那这第一句话，也是兄用很简单的话，他说，我们早晚都要发现那个拦阻神工作的不是别的，就是我们这个自己。那我想我们讲圣灵这一段信息已经接近尾声，盼望所有我们今天坐在这里的，你里面都有一个把握，你里面有没有一个里面的人，有没有一个里面的人，有没有每一个人都有里面的人？有没有？有的人点头好不好？有没有？我只看到十分之一的人点头。有没有？有里面的人，有一个里面的人。那里面的人他自由吗？自不自由？有时候我们常常在一起服侍，我们一起查经，一起讲话，我们碰来碰去都是外面的人碰外面的人，有没有这种感觉？我最近有深深的这样子的体会，我们常常碰来碰去都是外面的人碰外面的人，我们的好物根据这个外面的人，甚至有的时候我们的服侍，我们的侍奉，我们的交通也都还在这个外面的人。 就我们里面的人好不得自由。今天早上盼望我们里头有一个渴慕，让我外面的人有出口，让里面的人出来，好不好？我们不要去保留，不要去可惜，不要去 treasure 我们这个外面的人，这外面的瓦器有一天都要过去，是我们里面的人将来要见主的面。所以今天早上我们有没有一个 agreement， 我们让我们里面的人出来，好不好？把我们外面的人置之于死地。我们现在如果仇敌还有什么思想来搅扰我们外面的人，有什么重担挂在我们的这个外面的人身上，有什么不满意，有什么我们心里面觉得怀疑的，或是有觉得有什么不同的，都在我们外面的人里面，我们把它放下，把外面的人置之死地，让我们里面的人活起来。所以我们今天早上盼望我们先有这样子一个心啊，我请大家都坐好了以后呢，我们就开始要唱一首诗歌，我们的诗歌本248首。请为我们弹一遍。神那里所得着应许的圣灵，如今就浇灌在我的身上， 像当日你在五旬节，哦，你把圣灵浇灌在耶路撒冷马可楼上所等候的那一班人一样，如今你也一样在做这样的事情。我们一起来把第一节唱到第四节，我们把第一节、第二节跟第四节，那我们唱的时候，你可以用英文，你可以用中文，真的是让我们里面的人向主有这样的请求。哎，来，
我凝聚走向你心。
之后，凡求告耶和华名的，就必得救。在那大而可畏的日子来到以前，我们愿不愿意让神在我们身上成就毕生大事情？如果愿意的，我们把我们的手举起来，好吗？我举手向我的主请，让他的圣灵如今可以做工在我的身上，像他在约珥书里面所 promise 的一样。哦，他的灵要浇灌凡有血气的。我们再把第一节，我们举着我们的手，我们心里面的手也举起来，张开我们的口，大大的向他求，他要垂听我们一切的祈求。对，来，
我今举手向你心，要你赐下焚烧灵，焚烧一欢喜，不留一点为自己，求你赐下焚烧灵，成我毕生大事情，满足我心底要求，用我焚烧到无忧。
灵魂体，求将恶欲全解脱，并来充满每角落。但愿这成为我们今天早晨向主的呼喊 Come and every corner feel， 让我们全人都被主自己的灵所充满。当神家荒凉失败的时候，以利亚在那里呼喊说，你们心持恶意要到几时呢？如果耶和华是神，我们就当将他当得的敬拜来归给他。今天早晨让我们都在这里先来重修久已荒废的祭坛，让我们再一次先将自己甘心的、全人的、彻底的放在祭坛上面。祭坛上没有祭牲，圣火就不可能降下。弟兄姊妹，我们都羡慕被主更新吗？我们都羡慕灵火烧在我们里面吗？今天早晨让我们先答应以利亚的呼召，让我们先重修那个久已荒废的祭坛，好让天火真能够降在我们的身上，让人能够看见，都说耶和华真是神。我们在唱第二节跟第四节，当我们特别唱到副歌的时候，他在这里求主，求主赐下焚烧灵来满足 my soul's desire。 但愿我们里面都有这样子的一个 desire， 求主今天住在这个时候来遇见我们。第二节第四节，
我今台上来献祭，拜上全人灵魂祭，求将恶欲全解脱，并在充满每角落。
许多的挣扎让你失去安息吗？但愿今天早晨我们都来到祭坛底下，我们先将我们的心来归给他，甚至将你那无助的自己、你造的本相来交给他。他的名字叫耶稣，他是我们奇妙的救主，他愿意，也只有他能救我们。所以今天早晨当我们一起在这里唱说像焚烧的灵呼喊的时候，我希望这是发自我们在座每一个人内心的呼喊，我们就求主做奇妙的工作在我们身上，让我们全人被他焚烧到无有，而让他自己来充满，充满在每一个角落。 Come and every corner feel。我们底下有一些自由的祷告，我何等盼望有更多的弟兄姊妹一两句话都好，我们来向主呼喊，就在这个时候，不是回家以后，也不是将来，也不是曾经有过，而是求主就在这个 moment right now， 让 Holy Spirit 来 touch 我们每一个人，来占有我们每一个人，来释放我们每一个人。 我们就自由的来开口祷告，好吗？哈利路亚。
阿们。我愿意坐着、跪着、站着，到前面来的，让里面的人来做这个决定。哦，主耶稣啊，我的心实在要来到你的面前，我渴望来见着你的面。哦，还不只是一点点，我要大大的被你来充满。
阿门。
需要被你充满，主，我们需要被你更新，主耶稣，我们需要被你医治，主耶稣，求你来充满我们，就在这个时候。
哦，是的，主耶稣啊，是的，我们在这里等候你。哦，主啊，我们在这里等候你。哦，圣灵啊，你现在就来。哦，我们欢迎你到我们当中。哦，主耶稣啊，是的。哦，你如火焰的圣灵就要焚烧在我们当中。哦，主耶稣啊，赞美你，哈利路亚。圣灵，欢迎你来。哦，圣灵，欢迎你来，哈利路亚。
涌上水来，井啊涌上水来，然后底下有一个活水泉，但是上面有太多的石块把它塞住了。主啊，今天早上求你来帮助我们，把那个所有的石块都挪去，好叫井涌上水来，活水泉源要在这里流淌。哦，主耶稣啊，主耶稣，你来，圣灵啊，你来，大大的充满一切饥渴的心。哈利路亚，赞美你！你今天早上就叫我们来经历你，所有的软弱都在你面前成为刚强。哦，主耶稣啊，我们不叫仇敌再来辖制我们。哦，愿你说你要将你的灵浇灌凡有血气的，凡有血气的，我们都要来称谢你，因为我们蒙了大恩了。哈利路亚，赞美你。支取我们血下的权利，然后在耶稣基督里面，父神一切的应许都是真实的。赞美你，赞美你。哦，是的。Amen。
Amen。
Amen。
是的。清楚地知道我们里面每一种的情形。
You know about our innermost condition.
你知道我们里面一切的捆绑。
And you know all the bondages that we have.
你也知道我们里面一切的需要。
And all the needs we have.
主啊，早晨我们就是跪在你祭坛的面前。
And this morning we kneel down before your altar.
我们要告诉你，我们何等的需要你。
And we want to tell you that how we need you.
我们的需要还不仅仅是外面一些难处的解决。
It's not just you are the solution for our problems.
我们真正的需要就是需要你自己。
What we really need is yourself.
你来代替我们。
That you come and live for us.
让你成为我们的圣洁。
So that you become our godliness.
让你成为我们的得胜。
And become our victory.
让你成为我们的平安和喜乐。
And become our peace and joy.
让你成为我们整个人生的意义和价值。
So that you become the meaning and value of our life.
是的，早晨我们都向你举手，向你呼求。
This morning we stretch out our hands and cry out to you.
圣灵不是一个道理让我们说说听听而已。
Holy Spirit is not a doctrine for us to discuss.
圣灵就是你自己。
But Holy Spirit is yourself.
当我们在这里说你，当我们在这里谈论你的时候
when we talk about you,
主啊，你自己就向我们显现。
May yourself appear to us.
你自己就来充满我们。
Come and fill us now.
你自己就来大大的释放我们。
And release us.
我们真是将我们在座的每一个人都交给你。
We commit every one of us in your hands.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
充满我们的心。
Fill our hearts.
来得着我们的全人。
Obtain our whole being.
来带领我们的一生。
Lead our life.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想圣灵这一系列的题目，我们即将快要结束了。
We're about to.Come to the end of this series on Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹有一件非常重要的事情。
But there's something very important, brothers and sisters.
就是到底我们里面对圣灵的经历，我们进步了没有？
But are we making any progress in terms of experiencing the Holy Spirit?
圣灵真的不是一个道理。
It's not a doctrine.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵是活生生的，我们那位复活的耶稣今天住在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit is that living, resurrected Jesus that lives in us.
我们虽然看不见他。
Even though we do not see him,
但他比一切看得见的还要真实。
But he's more real than anything visible.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然摸不着他。
Even though he's not tangible, we cannot touch him.
他比任何我们摸得着的都还要实在。
But he's more real than anything tangible.
他说他要永远跟我们同在。
He promised that he will be with us forever.
他说他要住在我们里面。
And he will dwell in us.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，当我们这圣灵的一个一个题目讲过来了。
When we go over one topic after another.
我们不能够让任何一个题目随便过去。
Do not let any one of them pass by easily.
虽然也许我们的经历不够深刻。
Maybe we do not have a deep experience yet.
虽然可能甚至我们从来还不知道什么叫做圣灵浇灌。
Or maybe we never really get to know what it means to have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹，并不是因为我们不懂，我们肤浅，我们就可以忽略它。
But we cannot just ignore it simply because we don't understand it.
这是主耶稣用他的血，用他在十字架上倾倒他的生命，所为我们换取来的权柄。
Because this is a privilege that earned by the outpouring of Jesus' blood on the cross.
我相信我们在座没有一个人，当你去买了一栋房子。
I believe none of us after we purchased the house.
里面有四个卧房，一个客厅，一个 family room.
That if this house has four bedrooms and a living room and then a family room.
你不会高高兴兴的去看每一间，对不对？
That we will for sure go visit every single room, right?
你不可能住了五年以后，你只看过其中的一个卧房，其他三个都还没看过。
It's impossible that we live there for 5 years, but we only see one bedroom.
那是你的东西，那是属于你的。
Because the entire house belongs to you.
整个房子都是你花了代价买来的。
Because you have paid the price for the entire house.
你不可能说我只要住一间，所以其他三间我连看都不看。
It's ridiculous if you say, "Oh, I only want to live in one room, and then I." Don't even bother to see the other room.
或是你说你只有时间去清一个房间，所以其他三个房间我看都不看。
Or you say I only have time to clean one room, therefore I totally ignore the other three.
弟兄姊妹，那是我们的，这叫做全备的祝福。
Because they belong to us, and that is the full blessing.
对我讲道的人来说，心里面一直有一个很大的挑战或是恐惧。
To me, I'm trembling with this fear.
很怕信息过去了以后，弟兄姊妹以为我们懂了。
That I'm so afraid that after the series of messages are over, we all think we got it.
但是我们可能连门没有进去。
But we probably never even enter into the door.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们求主帮助我们。
So we need to ask the Lord for help.
在你讲的每一个圣灵里面主要的经历都太重要了。
That every single key experiences in the Holy Spirit is vital.
我们讲过。圣灵里面这五个主要的经历，我们到目前为止。
So far, we have gone over five of them.
讲到重生得救。
That being reborn.
没有重生，没有圣灵在我们身上重生的经历，就没有我们属灵的历史。
Without being born again in the Holy Spirit, there's nothing more to go in the Spirit.
一切是这个圣灵重生了，让我们悔改得救以后，圣灵住在我们里面来。
Through the regeneration, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us.
第二个圣灵里面主要的经历是讲到圣灵的内住。
The second key experience is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹啊，主耶稣住在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus lives in us.
以前有一个牧师，他一上任的时候，他就看望弟兄姊妹。
Once there's a pastor, he was new to his job and started visiting brothers and sisters.
他到每一家都问一个问题。
Every family he went to visit, he asked the same question.
主耶稣住在你家吗？
Says, Says, does Lord Jesus live in your house?
主耶稣真的住在你家吗？
Does he really live in your house?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们在座很多都信主多年的人。
We have all, a lot of us been Christian for many years.
但是我们扪心自问，好，问一个很诚实的问题。
But let's honestly ask ourselves.
你真的觉得主耶稣住在你家吗？
Do you really think the Lord Jesus lives in your house?
你们不管说什么做什么，夫妻吵架之前都晓得主耶稣在那里听吗？
Are you aware that he's listening to all conversations you have at home?
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣不仅仅住在我们的家，他住在我们的心中。
Not only that he lives in our house, he lives in us.
他住在我们里面，就把父神本性一切的丰富都带来了。
And then he brought with him the fullness of the Father God.
住在我们里面，就将天上各样属灵的福气都给我们了。
And he has brought us all the blessings, spiritual heavenly blessings.
我们讲到圣灵的管制。
And then we talk about the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这是非常非常重要的，他调度万事，叫万事互相效力，能够叫爱神的人得益处。
He works all things so that the one who loves God will be benefited.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵一直在我们身上做一个 refining 的工作，在这里炼净我们。
He continues to do this refining work on us.
他要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we'll be like Jesus.
很多时候我们都以为自己不错了。
A lot of times we think we're not too bad.
我是对着那些很有心追求的基督徒们说的。
I'm talking about those who have the desire to pursue the Lord.
就是有的时候我们已经觉得自己好像对主的认识越来越进步了。
We feel we are making pretty good progress in terms of knowing Jesus.
然后也的确开始有了一些很多的属灵的经历了。
And we start having all kinds of spiritual experiences.
在教会里面服事上好像也有恩赐，也有果效，别人都夸奖我们。
And we start to receive gifts and compliments for our services.
但是圣灵他知道我们真正的情形是什么。
But the Holy Spirit knows our true condition.
有时候他兴起一些环境，把我们一些死角挖出来给我们看。
Sometimes he will raise up some circumstances to expose us.
当圣灵一挖出来的时候，我们觉得惨不忍睹。
But when our innermost being exposed, it's a horrible thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们不敢相信那是我。
It would be hard for us to believe that's true me.
我们甚至不肯承认这是我们。
We can't even admit it.
弟兄姊妹，但是圣灵来，他永远是积极的，他不是消极的。
But the Holy Spirit is always active and positive.
他不是有兴趣，只是要让我们知道自己多丑陋、多败坏而已。
He's not just interested in revealing to us how bad we are.
因为他要让我们认识自己，我们才甘心的、谦卑的承认自己需要他。
Through knowing ourselves, we can humbly come and confess our need of Him.
而这个时候，他做更积极的工作，他就把主耶稣的生命和性情做在我们的里面。
Then at this moment, He can constitute in us the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵伟大的管制工作。
And this is the great work of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
让我们这个人一直被神改变，让我们这个人被破碎。让主耶稣能够从我们的生命里面被流露出来。
So that we're continually being broken and transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
这个经历是一生之久，太重要了。
And this experience will last lifetime.
上个礼拜我们讲到圣灵充满。
And then we also talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不仅仅内住。
Not only that He lives in us.
那内住是一个最基本、一个最客观、一个最根基的经历。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the fundamental of all experiences of the Holy Spirit.
但是在主观上，圣灵要做更丰富的工作在我们的里面。
But subjectively, the Holy Spirit is going to work more abundant.
所以圣灵充满。就让我们跟主之间，就是主的同在变得这么真实。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit, the presence of God becomes real to us personally.
我们不再觉得神的同在是一个道理。
So we no longer feel the presence of the Lord is just some teaching.
像我刚刚讲，我说主虽然看不到。
Even though the Lord is not visible.
但是我说比看得见的还要真实。
But He's more real than anything visible.
我们听了这句话，我们里面不见得agree 或是不见得有那样子的体会。
We might not always agree or feel the same way.
因为我们常常都是在理性跟道理上来认识他。
Because we often get to know him intellectually.
但是圣灵充满我们的时候，就要把耶稣的同在那么真实的、具体的实现在我们的生活里面。
But after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord becomes tangible and something very real and personal.
所以我们这个人整个人的生活能够很自然的会想要亲近他，会跟神同行。
Therefore, it becomes very natural for us to want to get close to Him, get intimate with Him, and walk with Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样一个经历一个经历讲过来的时候
，So after we talk about these experiences one after another,
如果我们里面觉得我没有得着
，If we feel I haven't obtained it yet,
或是我们里面觉得不够
，Or it's not enough what I have.
如果能够在我们里面产生一个更谦卑、更渴慕的心的话，那我觉得这些信息至少没有白讲了。
If we start to having this humble desire, then at least these messages worked.
如果我们听了这些信息，我们会觉得说：“你讲这些干嘛呢？”
But if our reaction is, "Why are you keep on talking about this?"
啊，这些东西太抽象了。
Oh, they're so abstract.
弟兄姊妹，我就会着急了。
Then it will worry me.
因为这个东西不是我要给弟兄姊妹的。
Because it's not by my will that I want to pass on these messages.
整个神伟大旨意的往前，现在就是圣灵的时代。
Because this is the age of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们在圣灵里面没有一个对的，没有一个丰富扎实的经历的话
，If we do not have a solid and a correct experience in the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们当基督徒比世人活得还要辛苦。
Then our Christian walk would be more visible, miserable than the non-believers.
因为我们不敢去像世人一样随便的放纵，要做什么就做什么。
Because we dare not to indulge and let go of ourselves and do whatever we want like the Gentiles.
但是要过得胜的生活，又活得不像样，活不出来。
And we want to live a victorious life, but then we cannot reach it.
所以两个都没有得到。
So we're in this dilemma and we don't get any.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵来真的是一个大的祝福。
But the coming of the Holy Spirit is our great blessing.
我说我们今天穷一生在圣灵里面有一个很健康、很成熟的经历的话
，If we have a very healthy and very correct experience in the Holy Spirit,
也不过是在大海里面用瓢羹舀那么一瓢就是。
Even if we experience our entire lifetime, it's only like a spoonful of the ocean water.
弟兄姊妹，求神真的把那个渴慕给我们。
May the Lord give us this longing desire.
如果我们讲圣灵，却没有圣灵的工作在我们身上。
If we merely talk about the Holy Spirit without the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们讲了圣灵，听了圣灵。但是圣灵却没有那么实在的被我们来经历来享受
If we only listen about the Holy Spirit without experiencing it
弟兄姊妹这一切多么可惜
How pitiful and what a waste
我真的求主越过我自己的贫穷和软弱
I pray that the Lord will surpass my weaknesses
他自己来对大家说话
That he will come and speak to all of us
他自己来吸引弟兄姊妹
And he will draw us to him
弟兄姊妹，我一直一个很大的盼望。
And this is my hope.
也希望我能够像施洗约翰一样，是一个旷野里面的呼声。
That I'll be like the John the Baptist, that I'm but a cry in the wilderness.
这个声音出来，他就走了，别人看不见，别人记不得他。
The voice comes and goes without being remembered by anyone.
而当这个声音出来的时候
，But when the cry comes.
他在这里说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
来把人的眼目、人的注意力转身到羔羊、到主耶稣的身上。
He will turn the eyes of men to the Lamb of God.
因为怎么样，我的信息非常有限。
It's very limited. My message.
我自己本人的经历非常有限。
And so are my experiences.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上神儿子所赐给我们的圣灵却是没有限量的。
But there's no limitation.On the Holy Spirit that given to us.
巴不得我们每一个人都把船开到水深之处。
We hope that all of us will turn up, will go to the deeper water.
我们能够在他救恩的泉源里面，真的是畅饮啊，欢然取水。
That we will enjoy drinking from this fountain of salvation.
那今天我们要讲第五个圣灵里面主要的经历的第五个圣灵的浇灌。
Today we will look at the fifth key experience in the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的经历，我今天也不会讲很长的时间，你们不要担心。
Don't worry, my message won't be long today.
因为圣灵的浇灌是没有办法当什么道理来说的。
Because it cannot be taught just as a lesson.
那就是圣灵特别的工作。
It's a special work of the Holy Spirit.
我们看我们今天背诵的经文，《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let's look at the memory verse this week.
And that's Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
And this is the key verse of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
他是讲到圣灵在外面降临的一个能力，浇灌在我们的身上。
It talks about this great power coming with the Holy Spirit that comes externally upon us.
啊，甚至像穿衣服一样，好像穿上一件衣服，披上能力。
As if we are putting on the clothes, we are clothed with power.
那这个能力是从天上来的。
And this power is from on high.
不是我自己用力出来的。
It's not something that we can exercise.
像有的讲道人，他们非常能够大声疾呼，用他们的情感。
Some preachers, they can be very emotional and expressive.
或是用一些很感人的例子要来挑动人的心。
And they can stir up emotions.
我们在这里所讲的能力是上头来的能力。
But here we're talking about power from on high.
叫圣灵浇灌最主要的工作要把能力给人。
And the greatest purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to give power.
他要把特别的恩赐赐给人。
And to also to give special spiritual gifts.
那目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
为主做见证
is to witness for the Lord.
整个圣灵浇灌的目的是为了要为他的儿子，为神的儿子做见证。
The purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to testify for the Lord Jesus.
不管他是把上头来的能力给我们
，where it's given us the power from on high，
或是他把特别需要的恩赐赐给我们
，or special gifts that we need。
那个浇灌的目的是要叫我们都成为耶稣基督的见证。
But the purpose of the outpouring is that we become the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们把圣灵浇灌的意义写在这里，写在讲义上。
We have listed the significance of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the program sheet.
讲到我们为着侍奉上、见证福音上，或是征战试炼上特殊的需要，圣灵将上头来的能力或特别的恩赐临到他所使用的器皿身上。
The power from on high or special spiritual gifts come to the vessel used by the Holy Spirit for special needs in services, witnessing the gospel, spiritual warfare, or in trials.
这是我个人给圣灵浇灌所写的定义，不见得是完全，但是我已经尽我可能。
I try my best to give this definition of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
为着侍奉上，或是福音的见证上，或是征战试炼上特殊的需要。圣灵将上头来的能力或特别的恩赐临到他所使用的器皿身上。
The power from on high or special spiritual gifts come to the vessel used by the Holy Spirit for special needs in services, witnessing the gospel, spiritual warfare, or in trials.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满是圣灵在我们生命里面从里面加力量给我们。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit,It's like we're given power from within.
圣灵浇灌常常是圣灵的外灵啊，能力浇灌临到我们的身上，让我们得到特殊的力量和恩赐。
But when we are being when the Holy Spirit is outpoured on us, it's like external power from on high.
为着侍奉上，或是为着福音上，或是为着特别的征战里面的需要。
It's for special needs in services, in spreading the gospel or in spiritual warfare.
那么神就把圣灵就把上头来的能力或特别的恩赐赐给。
The Holy Spirit gives us the spiritual power and gifts.
使徒行传第十章第三十八节那里讲到神是用圣灵和能力来膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
In Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, God anoint Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power.
弟兄姊妹，连主耶稣在地上他在这里服侍的时候。
Even when Jesus was serving on earth,
神是用圣灵能力来膏他，让他有能力来做事。
God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power so that he could serve.
那主耶稣临走之前也交代我们，叫我们要在这里等候，要在城里面等候，只等到你们领受了上头来的能力。
And before Jesus was ascending to heaven, he commanded his disciples to stay in the city until you have been clothed.With power from on high.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要这样子的能力，让我们来侍奉神。
We all need such power to serve God.
那在教会历史里面，每一次大复兴的时候
，Throughout church history, every time there was a revival,
你常常发现神在这里得到一些器皿，他们讲话，他们的信息跟从前不一样。
It always started with some vessels.That they preach different kind of message with power.
你看在使徒时代，神是用神迹奇事随着他们 来证明所传的道。
In Acts, we see that the Holy Spirit testified for what they preached with signs and wonders.
当彼得起来讲道的时候，众人觉得扎心，对不对？
When Peter stood up and preached, his words pierced hearts.
原来彼得都逃掉的，都否认耶稣的人。
But Peter was such a weak person, he used to deny the Lord.
别人说你是跟耶稣的，他极力否认，甚至发重起誓的否认。
When he was accused of being the disciple of Jesus, he denied to a point that he even cursed.
可是在五旬节的那一天，当彼得得到了能力了以后，
But on the day of Pentecost, when he received power,
他站起来讲道，他高举基督。
He stood up and preached, and he exalted Jesus.
而圣灵为他做见证，我们也为他做见证。
And then the Holy Spirit testified for him.
当他在那里一篇信息下来的时候，圣经上说，众人都觉得扎心。
And after his sermon, everyone felt their heart.
啊，几千个人得救。
And many thousands were saved.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做上头来的能力。
So this is power from on high.
那我自己是传道人，我跟弟兄姊妹分享。
I'm a minister myself, so I'd like to share with you.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我这个 migraine 常常 bother 我。
Most of you will know that I'm often bothered by my migraine.
我很谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，我最近有比较进步。
I really sincerely appreciate your prayers. The condition is improving.
虽然我今天早上又有点头痛。
Even though I still got another one this morning.
可是我有好几次我在上讲台之前，我根本照着我的体力我上不来。
But so often, many times, before I preached, it was impossible for me, according to my physical strength.
哦，连我一开口讲话，我的后脑就好像打鼓一样这样子。
And then when I open my mouth to speak, and I feel something very heavy pondering on the back of my head.
我的头根本不能转的，人家跟我讲话，我是要这样子慢慢转过来的，不能够这样子回头看的。
It hurts to a point that I couldn't even turn my head.
那我也知道不可能临时找人帮我上台讲道。
And I also know it's impossible for me to find a substitute right before the sermon.
有姊妹在那个时候，我就全心的伏在主的面前，求他的帮助。
So at that moment, I could only ask the Lord for help.
那常常主就把特别的能力赐给我。
And often the Lord will give me this special power.
有好几次我讲完道以后，弟兄姊妹才有人。根本没很多人还没发现我头痛。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters couldn't even tell that I had migraine.
因为我上来一样生龙活虎，一样讲例子，一样跟你们各式各样的表情，没有人看出我头痛。
Because they see me preach with power and liveliness, nobody could guess.
弟兄姊妹，那个力量不是从我里面来的。
That power did not come from myself.
而且这个不是偶尔发生一次。
And it did not happen just once or twice.
啊，在我过去这些年里面。不知道发生过几十次了。
Numerous times throughout my services.
哎，都还不是小头痛，都是很严重的头痛。
And those are very severe migraines.
那就是没主把力量给我。
But the Lord gave me power.
很多的时候是因为有一些的事情搅扰，心里面整个力量出不来。
Sometimes I'm bothered or pressured by something that the power cannot be released from within.
甚至也很刚开始讲到的时候，讲的一团糟，都想下去了。
Or that I will really mess up my preaching at the beginning.
你们坐在底下听到都很舒服的。
You know, it's very comfortable that you just sit there and listen to me.
想听就听，不想听耳朵一关，自己去做梦去了。
If you don't want to listen to me, you can just shut your ears and start daydreaming.
那更不想听，就把眼皮一关，睡觉去了。
Or you close your eyes and have a nap.
那弟兄姊妹，你要知道，传道人很辛苦的。
But it's hard for the preachers.
好多时候预备个老半天，自己在预备的时候，感动的涕泗纵横啊。
Sometimes we have to spend hours preparing, and when we prepare, we're touched by our own sermon.
结果站在上面一讲的时候讲不出来。
But when we start preaching, we couldn't do it.
有的时候是自己出问题。
Sometimes it's our problem.
有的时候是会众的问题。
Sometimes it's the congregation.
啊，底下人走来走去，小孩子哭啊闹啊，大家眼睛都在看他。
Or maybe there are a lot of distractions that distract the audience.
我常常很稀奇，为什么弟兄姊妹的注意力可以为了一件很小的事情就全部转过去。
It always marvels me that some little thing can take away your attention.
这么重要的信息我们忽略了。
And you can ignore my important message.
我听过一个年长的弟兄讲到，他说他有一次在一个地方传福音，连续传八天的福音。
I heard this. Elderly brother told me one time he was preaching gospel straight for 8 days.
他的仇敌的攻击先从他生病拉肚子各样的问题来攻击他。
And the enemy attacked him starting from physical illness.
等到他站在讲台上的时候
，But when he stood on the pulpit，
就是底下的会众开始来搅扰他。
And then the congregation, the brothers and sisters started to bother him.
他在那天在上面传福音，传到最关键刀口上的时候
，That day when he preached the gospel to the most important moment，
他觉得神的话语整个力量要出来最强的时候
，He felt this is the time that the power of God will come out。
坐在第一排有一个小孩子
，And there was this little kid on the first row。
突然拿手电筒照他。
That would shine light with a flashlight on him.
直接照他眼睛。
And just shine into his face, into his eyes.
他就不看他，转过去。
So he turned away.
他就希望这时候有大人有招待，赶快把这件事情制止下来。
And he was hoping that someone would stop this little kid.
底下人就在笑，都在注意这件事。
Because everyone started laughing and get distracted.
等到他又回过来的时候，眼睛又是这样照着他，一直照他。
When he turned back, he was again the light shining into his eyes.
那发现他不注意他，他就故意开关的照他。
And then the little kid tried to get his attention so that to keep on turning on and off the light.
他整个里面的注意力，整个会众的注意，通通被一个小孩子给破坏。
So the entire congregation's attention was distracted.
他背后就跟教会的招待说：“你们怎么会当招待当到这个地步
？”So later on, he really reproached the ushers of the church.
这是一场属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual warfare.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我岔开来了。我们传道人常常讲完以后，就觉得想找一个洞钻下去。
And a lot of times after we preach, we hope that there's some place that we can dig a hole and hide ourselves.
我不知道别人了，我至少已经想钻过好几次了。
I'm not talking about others, but I felt that way many times.
弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
很多的时候讲到一半，整个力量都讲不出来。
A lot of times we preach to a point that there's no more power.
我就一面在跟你讲，一面向天上的神呼求。
On one hand, I keep preaching. On the other hand, I keep on crying out to God in heaven.
多少时候在我最强的信息出来的时候
？So many times when the strongest power comes out.
我说最强是我个人感觉最强。
This is a very personal.
都是因为主特别的力量突然进来。
It's because this special power all of a sudden come to me.
因为这边让我能够越过前面刚才的那种自觉、软弱跟懊悔。
So that I will overcome my self-consciousness and regrets.
或是那些挫折感。
Or my frustration.
让神的力量能够从我里面出来。
So that the power of God can be released from me.
我相信我们不管带诗歌、带敬拜、带任何的聚会，我们里面都需要这样子上头来的力量。
I'm sure if we're a meeting, we're a leader of any meeting, we all need such power from on high.
不管是彼得，不管是保罗，不管是历次历代神所用的任何的器皿起来服事的时候
，whether Peter, Paul, or any vessels used by God throughout the church history,
他们都学会了来支取上头来的力量。
They all learned the secret to draw power from on high.
我也希望我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都学。
I hope that all of us will learn too.
你不要以为在小组里面带诗歌不需要上头来的力量。
Do not feel that I don't need such power if I just lead worship in my small group.
我们谦卑祷告过来支取上头来的力量，跟我们凭着自己来侍奉，那是两个完全不同的结果。
The difference will be drastic with or without praying for power from on high.
连诗琴的姊妹们都是一样。
Even the pianist, they need that too.
当扫罗王被邪灵附在身上搅扰的时候
，When King Saul was bothered by the evil spirit，
别人用尽方法不能够帮助保罗，不能帮助扫罗。
Men tried all means to help him but could not。
但是人家找了这个十几岁的大卫进来的时候
，But when they found David at that time he was only a teenager。
大卫一弹琴，所有的邪灵都退掉。
Soon as he started playing harp, the evil spirits would depart。
因为他自己是一个本身带着上头来的力量的人。
Because he has power from on high.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常可以听诗琴的姊妹们，有的时候他们里面被膏油膏过的时候，弹出来就是不一样。
A lot of times we can tell the difference if the sister playing piano is anointed by power.
这个跟节奏快慢是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with the rhythm.
而是说他连弹一个没有生命的琴，他都能够把生命、把膏油、把主的祝福带出来。
Because the power will come out from a lifeless piano.
因为他自己里面在主的面前支取了上头来的力量。
Because she has received power from on high.
这是为着侍奉，为着见证，为着神家的需要，神常常把上头来的力量赐给他的教会。
Therefore, for the needs of services.For the preaching the gospel, God often gives us power from on high.
或是得到特别的恩赐
，or spiritual gifts.
在这个《使徒行传》第十章
In Acts chapter 10,
当保罗在哥尼流家里面讲完道的时候，当彼得在哥尼流家里面讲完道的时候，
After Peter preached at the house of Cornelius,
圣灵就充满就浇灌下来，
And the Holy Spirit came,
他们就说方言，
And the family started speaking in tongues,
他们就在那里称赞神为大，
And they started praising God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵浇灌下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit comes,
他会把各样的恩赐给我们。
He will give us all kinds of spiritual gifts.
就连我们起来赞美神的这个力量，都是常常从圣灵浇灌里面来的。
Including the power to praise.
有姊妹像吴勇长老跟我们做过见证，他在一个场合里面，他不会说广东话，主却让他可以说广东话。
Brother Wu Yong gave us this testimony that once he had to preach in Cantonese, and then the Holy Spirit gave him this Cantonese tongue.
好，那以前我也跟你们做过见证。这个以色列人信耶稣是太难太难的事情。
I also share with you a testimony that was very hard for Israel, the Jewish Israel, to believe in the Lord. Now,
但是在一次聚会的里面
，But at one meeting,
突然有一个弟兄被圣灵充满，他说起方言，用方言祷告。
There was this brother being filled with the Holy Spirit, and he started praying in tongues.
祷告完的时候，在座有一个犹太人就跑去找他。
And afterwards, A Jew was there, and he went to look for this brother.
他就用希伯来话对刚才祷告的这个人讲。
And he spoke to the brother in Hebrews.
那个 brother 鸭子听雷，完全不知道犹太人在讲什么。
And this brother could not understand a word he was saying.
后来才晓得，刚才他用方言祷告，他是用希伯来文祷告。
Then he realized that the tongue he was praying in was in Hebrews.
他不仅仅讲述这个犹太人里面的情形，而且用犹太话、希伯来话讲得这么清楚的一个很好的祷告 ，touch 到他。
And then he prayed and then tell the real situation of this Jew. And he was greatly touched. So he was willing to believe in the Lord because this is a great work of God.
弟兄姊妹，在《使徒行传》第二章，这个现象更普遍，对不对？
And the circumstances, the thing is very common in the second chapter of Acts.
每天当他们在祷告的时候，突然大风吹过。
When they were praying, all of a sudden a great wind came.
圣灵像火焰一样落在个人的舌头上。
The Holy Spirit descended on everyone like a tongue of fire.
他们每一个人被圣灵充满。
And everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit.
就按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And speaking in a language that's given by the Holy Spirit.
就像国豪突然说希伯来文，庆松说西班牙文，英英说意大利。
Like some brothers would speak Spanish or Italian.
弟兄姊妹，那天在场完全显明了大人的作为。
And that revealed and manifested the great power of God.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这样子的现象今天在我们的经历里面好像看见的不是这么明显这么多。
Even though such experiences and scenarios not very common now.
但是常常在聚会的里面。
But oftentimes in meetings.
在一个充满神祝福的聚会里面。
In a meeting filled with the blessing of the Lord.
那这样子的现象非常非常的多。
It's still very common.
他们可能起来，有人说方言，有人方方言。
Maybe there are people speaking in tongues and some will interpret.
可能有人的病当场得到了医治。
And people will be healed right there.
有鬼被赶出去。
And the devil be cast out.
有人多年的捆绑突然得到了释放。
Or all of a sudden be free from bondages for years.
有的时候是悔改的灵突然浇灌。
Or maybe being filled with the spirit of repentance.
弟兄姊妹，你叫一个人觉得自己有罪是很难的事情。
You know, it's very hard.For someone to feel that they are sinners.
而为着自己的罪悔改痛哭，那不是人的手做得出来的。
Let alone weeping and repent for their sins.
要年轻的孩子更难。
It's even harder for young people.
我以前做过见证，在我初二的时候。
I share with you before when I was still in my junior high.
14岁，我第一次参加我们教会以外的退休会。
It was the first time I went to a conference that was not held at our church.
那是在台南橄榄山，是中学生的退休会。
And I went to this young people's conference.
我们带着玩的心态去玩的。
And then we went with the motivation to play around.
尤其我从小就是和尚学校，这是难得男生女生一起的退休会。
Especially I was going to an all boys school, and then this conference is co-ed.
所以我们这些男孩子们都不安于世，天天闹来闹去。
So we are all very excited and restless.
我们八个男生住一间。
And eight of us share a room.
可是很奇妙的，到了第三天晚上。
But wonderfully, on the third night.
那天讲员在那里讲道。
The speaker was preaching.
其实他们背后为我们整个大会的两百多个人迫切祷告。
Actually, he earnestly prayed for all of us, more than 200 young people.
因为他们觉得我们都是在玩。
Because they knew that we were just playing around.
可是第三天晚上非常奇妙的一件事情。
But on the third day, something special, wonderful happened.
那个讲员才开始要讲道。
Even before the preacher started,
他不过打开圣经读以赛亚书五十三章。
He started reading Isaiah chapter 53.
弟兄姊妹，以赛亚书五十三章是对年轻孩子来说读不下去的一章圣经。
For young people, this is hard to read.
因为那里就是在讲到主耶稣为我们受苦受害，被神鞭打苦待。
Because it talks about all the beatings and sufferings of our Messiah.
但是很奇妙的就是讲员根本没讲什么道，他只是讲一节一节的圣经念下去。
But the speaker didn't really preach. He just read the chapter one verse after another.
突然，那个施恩叫人悔改的灵浇灌下来。
And all of a sudden, the spirit of grace and repentance comes.
我们这些十三、十四岁的孩子们开始有人已经开始哭起来。
And so we started crying.
而那个哭声就开始一直一直蔓延，一个接一个哭起来。
And then it started to spread throughout the meeting.
讲员自己在台上也讲不下去，他也哭起来。
Even the speaker could not continue. He started crying too.
那天我们都在主的面前悔改认罪。
That day, all of us repented before the Lord.
从来没有觉得自己是个罪人。
I never felt I was a sinner before.
虽然小错犯过，但是不会觉得自己是个罪人。
Even though I made some mistakes, but far from being a sinner.
那天我们都大哭在主面前认罪。
But that day we all wept before the Lord.
完了以后宵夜也没去吃。
And afterwards we didn't even go for the midnight snack.
平常我们最期盼的就是赶快聚会结束，我们可以去混了。
We usually couldn't wait for the meeting to be over.
但是那天晚了，我们八个人都安安静静的回到宿舍。
But that day after the meeting, we all went back to our room.
我们都不想睡觉。
And we didn't want to go to sleep.
所以我们有八个人一起穿过操场到很远的一个树底下，全黑的树底下，我们八个人跪在那继续祷告。
And then we went to somewhere far under a tree and we kept praying.
我们一祷告的时候，那个神的灵又浇灌在我们中间，我们又哭成一团。
Soon as we started praying, the Holy Spirit came again and outpoured, and we started crying again.
我记得我们是十点钟熄灯的时候去的。
We went at about 10 o'clock.
有十二点钟，我们的辅导说够了，该回去了，我们才发现他来了。
And at 12 o'clock, our advisor came and then the counselor says, enough, go back to sleep.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵做工，永远都是独行其事，这么奇妙的。
The Holy Spirit always works in His special way.
所以圣灵降临下来。
So when the Holy Spirit is poured out,
他要见证耶稣。
He will testify for the Lord Jesus.
当我们要为耶稣做见证的时候
，And when we are about to testify for the Lord Jesus,
他也愿意把这特别的能力，叫做上头来的能力赐给我们。
And He's willing to give us this power from on high.
他要把这个特别的恩赐来装备我们。
And He will equip us with spiritual gifts.
让我们在侍奉上能够得到需要的恩赐和力量来侍奉他。
So that we will receive the gifts and power we need to serve Him.
让我们在福音上，我们有力量来传扬他的福音。
So that we have power to spread the gospel.
也让我们在一些特别的试炼上面，
and if
我们能够过关。
In trials, we can triumph.
所以像斯提凡殉道，我决定相信圣灵浇灌他。
I'm sure before Stephen was stoned to death, I'm sure the Holy Spirit came to him.
让他能够得力量。
So that he received power and died victoriously.
我们都知道江户弟兄他在1415年7月6号，他被教皇绑在一根柱子上面。
We know that Brother Zhang Hu's in 1415, the year 1450, he was tied on the pole by the Pope.
他那时候讲了，他曾经说过，他说过去我用口所教导的，有一天我要用我的血来见证他。
He once said that one day I'm going to testify what I used to preach with my own blood.
因为他传扬真理，所以教皇恨他，要杀他。
He was hated by Pope for preaching the truth.
当那天他被绑在柱子上面。
That day when he was tied on a pole.
他们点火烧他。
They light a fire and try to kill him.
弟兄姊妹，他是在一个大声唱赞美诗的里面，他殉道。
You know, he died with praising God loudly.
什么力量能够让人被火烧， 能够仍然开口赞美神。
What power is this that people can die with praising God?
什么力量让他被火在那里烧的时候，他在柱子上仍然为耶稣做见证
？What power is this that he was still able to testify for the Lord on the pole?
弟兄姊妹，圣灵来，真是要把力量给我们。
Because the Holy Spirit came to give us power.
让我们里外都得到力量。
So that we will receive power from within and without.
弟兄姊妹，但是浇灌的得着，我们在这里说到，一方面是圣灵独行其事的作为。
As regarding how to receive this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it's the special work of the Holy Spirit.
一方面是为着福音征战上面特别的需要，圣灵把它赐给我们。
It's for the special needs in services and gospel.
那在另外一方面，也根据教会在主的面前，我们要不要，我们有没有好好的祷告来求发生关系
？On the other hand, it's also up to the church's earnest prayer.
所以主耶稣临走的时候说：“你们要在城里面等候。”
That's why the Lord Jesus says, "Stay in the city and wait."
主叫他们要在那里等候。
The Lord commands them to
只等到领受上头来的。
Wait until we receive the power from on high.
弟兄姊妹，你要你才能够安静下来等候。
Only if you desire and you want, then you can wait.
那除非我们里面很强的要，我们才能够等等等等到直到他降临。
Unless we want it desperately, then we can wait patiently until he comes.
如果我们不想要，我们就不会花时间去等候。
If we do not want it, we will not spend time to wait.
如果我们不是那么强的需要，我们不会在他不来的时候还不肯放弃。
Then if we do not desire desperately, then we would have given up long before he comes.
就像刚才有一个姊妹祷告的，主，你今天不出门，我们不要让你过去。
Like a sister prayed just now that Lord, we will not let you go until you fill us today.
但愿教会真的能够像五旬节之前他们的祷告一样。
May our church have the prayers like the church before the Pentecost.
我们个人是这样，教会也是这样。
The same as individuals as well as the church.
Dr. Peterson 曾经说过一句话。
Dr. Peterson once said.
他说从五旬节以来。
Since Pentecost.
没有一次属灵的复兴，不管它发生在哪里，没有一次属灵的复兴不是从集体的祷告开始。
Not one great revival did not come from corporate prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望教会有更多人起来为教会祷告。
We hope that more will rise up to pray for the church.
我们个人这么强的需要圣灵。
How we need the Holy Spirit are individually.
教会需要。
And so does church.
这个世代神国度的百姓都需要。
Everyone in the kingdom of God in this generation needs the Holy Spirit.
摩拉维亚复兴开始之前。
Before the revival in Moravia,
有多少的圣徒那时候是落在真境，为了真理辩论的里面，整个教会荒凉。
The saints were in a condition that people like to argue about the truth.
直到他们中间有少数的人发现不能这样子下去。
Until few feel that we cannot go on like this anymore.
他们起来祷告。
They rise up and pray.
当这少数的人开始起来祷告的时候
，When this group of people started praying,
复兴的火在他们中间就开始慢慢烧起来。
The fire of revival was ignited.
当他们开始祷告的时候
，When they prayed,
教会那个分裂、分散、增进的力量被聚合起来。
And the dissension of the church started to gather.
后来他们有一百年的时间都是二十四小时都有人在祷告。
For 100 years.It lasted for 100 years that there were people praying 24/7.
弟兄姊妹，教会今天能够得到这么多属灵的产业和祝福。
Today that we get to inherit so much spiritual inheritance.
我们要谢谢主使用了摩拉维亚的大复兴。
We have to thank the Lord for the great revival in Moravia.
从里面拆出了多少的宣教士。
So many missionaries were sent from there.
从里面直接间接的兴起了多少伟大的属灵的领袖们。
Directly or indirectly, so many spiritual leaders came from there.
弟兄姊妹，他们从祷告开始。
They started with prayer.
祷告直到上头的来的力量浇灌在我们的中间。
Until they were poured by the power from on high.
我们唱241首。
Let's sing hymns 241.
我们说过，圣灵不是让我们说说谈谈的。
The Holy Spirit is not for us to talk about only.
他来是要接管我们这个人的。
He came to take over us.
他 他来是要来拯救我们。
He came to save us.
他来是要来充满我们。
He came to fill us.
他来，他是要来接收我们整个人，我们整个的一生。
He's coming to take over our entire life.
他是可以经历的那一位。
He's someone that we can experience.
而是他是一直在运行的那一位。
And he keeps on working continually.
现在他也行走在我们中间。
And now he's walking among our midst.
他的能力也运行在我们中间。
And his great power is working among us.
弟兄姊妹，相信圣经的应许。
Believe in the promise in the Bible.
什么时候我们的心向他敞开来？
Whenever we open our hearts to Him.
当圣灵在我们中间经过的时候。
So that when the Holy Spirit passes.
你绝对会被他 touch 到。
You will be touched by Him.
让我们带着一个谦卑，带着一个单纯的信心。
Let's come before Him with a pure and simple faith.
我们唱241首。
Let's sing hymn 241.
我们唱第一节、第二节、第三节。
Stanzas 1, 2, and 3。Yes, it's been too long that we are weak.
但是主，求你在这个时候就给我能力。
Lord, please give me power now.
给我毫无保留。
Give me power today.
弟兄姊妹，如果你已经厌烦你长期的软弱。
If you are being so tired of your weaknesses.
如果你真是渴慕主耶稣来充满我们。
And you desire being filled with the Holy Spirit.
也真的希望上头来的能力能够披在我们的身上。
And you hope that we can put on the power from on high.
让我们的影响力能够从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极不断地出去。
So that our influence can spread from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
让我们都来向他呼求。
Let's all cry out to Him.
求他在这个时候，就在这个时候。
So at this moment, even now.
给我毫无保留。
Give us power.
如果你有这样子的渴慕,
if you have such desire,
我请你站起来唱第四节。
I ask you to stand and sing stanza 4.
我们都站起来唱第四节。
Thank you.
out to the Lord that fill us now at this moment, even now. Give us power. Hallelujah.
不让我们随便过去。
Oh Lord, do not let us by just like that.
当你在这十字架上说成了的时候。
When you say it is finished on the cross.
主啊，你为我们付的代价是何等的深重。
What great price you have paid for us.
你为我们赢得的得胜是何等的得胜。
And what great victory you have won for us.
你为我们得着的祝福是何等全备的祝福。
And what complete blessing you have obtained for us.
主啊，不让我们轻看我们所蒙的救恩。
Do not let us just ignore this blessing.
哦，不让我们忽略我们所得着的祝福。
Do not let us neglect the blessing we have.
不让仇敌再来蒙蔽我们。
Do not let us be blinded by the enemy.
不让仇敌再来羞辱你的教会。
Do not continue let the enemy to shame your church.
你已经将完全的得胜赐给了我们。
Because you have given us complete victory.
你在十字架上已经借着死败坏了当时权的魔
鬼。You have destroyed the devil that on the cross.
耶稣已经完全得胜。
And Jesus has won the victory.
这个得胜属于你的教会。
And the victory belongs to your church.
属于我们在座的每一个人。
Belongs to every one of us.
Oh, 耶稣啊，今天早晨开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes today.
让我们向你呼求。
So that we will cry out to you.
哦，圣灵浇灌下来。
Holy Spirit pour out on us.
让你的教会脱离软弱。
So that we will depart from powerless.
脱离受羞辱的光景。
And from shameful condition.
让我们成为你大能的使命。
So that we become mighty people of God.
我们高举耶稣。
That we will exalt Jesus.
我们为复活的耶稣来做见证。
We will testify for Jesus who's resurrection.
圣灵也要为他做见证。
And Holy Spirit too will testify for him.
我们真的将我们每一个人都交给主。
We commit every one of us in your hands.
今天早晨就来充满我们。
Fill us now.
是的，就在这个时候。
This moment now.
你赐下来毫无保留的赐给我们。
Give us your power.
赞美你。
Praise you.
让我们都披着你的能力回去。
So that we'll be clothed with your power.
我们带着一个刚强回去。
And we will go home with power.
我们要在我们每一天的生活里面来见证你。
And we will testify for you in our daily life.
我们要在每一个环境里面前的见证你。
And we'll testify for you in all circumstances.
我们要在我们所遇到的每一个人面前来见证你。
And we will testify for you.Before everyone we meet.
主啊，就在今天，将那上头来的能力赐给我们。
Give us the power from on high today.
圣灵也从我们里面像江河一样满溢出来。
And the Holy Spirit too will outflow from us within.
让我们看见上权下权都属于你的儿女。
So that we get to see the upper and lower screen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Honor the glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And shame to your enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All blessings to your children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 不让我们任何一个人离开这个房间的时候，我们还是带着软弱回去。
Do not let any one of us go home with weakness.
不让任何一个人在这里碰到的耶稣，居然还能够忧忧愁愁的回去。
Do not let any one of us leave with worries after we meet Jesus.
圣灵啊，将神的儿子启示出来。
Holy Spirit, show the Son of God to us.
将那能力的灵浇灌下来。
And pour out the Spirit of power.
将那焚烧悔改的灵赐给你的教会。
And give us this power of fire and repentance.
向那祷告呼求的灵赐给你的教会。
And give us this power, the spirit of prayer and intercession.
是的，将那复兴的灵浇灌你的教会。
And pour out the spirit of revival.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.Amen. Amen.Amen. Amen. 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 Amen.
复兴你的教会、
Amen.
主啊我们渴慕看见你的教会充满能力、
Amen.
主啊我们渴慕看见你的名被高举、
Amen.
我们渴慕看见灭亡的灵魂可以得救、
Amen.
我们渴慕看见你的仇敌受羞辱、
Amen.
我们渴望看见你的儿女刚强、
Amen.
我们渴望看见你的话语被彰显、
Amen.
主啊我们渴望看见你的教会被复兴、
Amen.Amen. Amen. Amen.
May you obtain a group of mighty people.
得到一群赞美你名的子民。
A group of people that will praise your name.
得到一群完全愿意属耶稣的人。
That they wholly belong to Jesus.
让我们来往此地，我们都来见证你。
So that we will go from this place and that place to witness for you.
兴起你的教会。
Raise up your church.
兴起你的教会。
Raise up your church.
没有一个被落掉的。
None will be left out.
我们所求的不是少数人的得胜。
We're not asking for minority to be victorious.
我们要求的是教会被复兴。
That entire church will be revived.
你的国度被复兴。
That your kingdom will be revived.
我们向你求。
We ask. We pray.
真是将祷告的灵浇灌你的教会。
Pour it out on your church.
让我们都成为你大能的子民。
That we become mighty people of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Shake hands with the brothers and sisters around you and tell him or her, may the Lord bless you. That will be strong for the Lord and for his house. Or whatever greeting you want to share. At least three or five. 3 to 5.